DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
It's real hip hop. From the soul, y'all. I miss it.
That's why. This is how my life is.
I don't forget that.
Because
I lost love once in my lifetime.
Realizing that I love her.
This is how my life is.
Realizing that I love her.
Night breathes. We hustle to fulfill life's needs. Travel at light speed. An appetite for bright weed. Got seeds to feed in between greed and need. Deep in the struggle and a nigga need to breathe. So I trip back to where I used to sip yak and kick back behind schools. Remembering I'm king, I don't forget that. There are rules to the game they gave, I gotta get back. I drop jewels knowing what I speak, I gotta live that. Solid scenes, a song that's in tune with my dreams. I sing a song like Bob Marley to redeem. Itching for some scratch like a fiend. I wait like that dope that you put up on the beam. Though paper won't make my whole world serene, it will help a nigga do his thing. Through every rhyme scheme, I move closer to the supreme. For those in prisons over rhythms, I interpret dreams. Sell cash with the block scene, we on the same team. Revolutionary underground against the mainstream. Tell cash with the bling, we on the same team. The world is yours for you to claim king.
Come on, we keep it going, come on, we get it going, y'all. We keep it going, come on, we get it going now. This is what life is, we keep it going now. This is what life is, we keep it going, y'all.
DJ King Flow.
JS1, Technique,
Mix Life
On. Yeah, I only roll with true masters, turntablists. Switch up records, making whack and needles kiss. Now these amateurs only relying on playlists. My man JS1 will make vinyl say ouch. From the cuts and scratch, even Technique can vouch. Why y'all DJs just learning to speak with hands? Most of these jockeys ain't really moving no jams. Just sitting back, getting under the table payola. Weak mixtapes with MCs writing trash with Crayola. My peeps be Vader freakers, spinning crate exclusives. Juggling wax, got ears bobbing off the new shit. My wannabe DJs got me sleep during they mix. I feel like slicing an axe and detaching fingertips. Now all you gotta do is take note and watch real turntable technicians show y'all the ropes. Respect due to DJs who represent every day, all day. Let this shit here play.
DJs who play that real hip hop, not for popularity reasons, but for the love of the art.
Turntablers,
audio technician.
JS on the wheels of steel.
To break a beat, cut, scratch, and transform.
Down the original.
I don't need MTV. I can smash your click like one, yo, two, three.
I conduct guerrilla warfare throughout the PJs. On the government controlled by whack DJs. Playing watered down commercial cause of payola. Taking orders from the label on the two-way Motorola. Spit solar rays on DJs who think they roar. Right before I break your fingers off in the car door. Then I'ma give your girl a C-section with a chainsaw. And graffiti my name with the blood stains on the floor. Hardcore on a fake turntable is brother. You whack niggas blend like yellow and purple colors. Motherfucker, nobody wanna hire a decoy. You couldn't spin in the club as a fucking B-boy. Cause juvenile cats don't get the big picture. Give me that vest axe and go back to your Fisher Price mixer. I'm about to hit you like the Pentagon after I take off. Yo, JS1, cut this motherfucker's face off.
Cut like a guillotine.
Yeah.
screaming on the mic, but I just want silence. Digging in the crates, searching for guidance, going through records for the teacher's assignments. Life's been a journey with too many tests, going out my mind, turned to an ape banging on my chest. I just wanna take it easy, crawl to the grave and give me some rest. Red nose and eyes ablaze, I set the flow when I hit the stage. Y'all hit the blow and see through the rage. I made this show for my freaks with the sage, and any of my clowns with tears down their face. We bringing you back to that classic boom bap, back to the sound that made you duck down and ask, yo, who was that? Oh, that was just Chuckles, the clown who gets the last laugh.
Hardcore, it's not a game, it's war. Hardcore, bring the pain to your door. Hardcore, bring the pain. Bring the pain. Say hello to the curtain. Hardcore, it's not a game, it's war. Hardcore, bring the pain to your door. I am the nicest ever.
Put the pedal to the metal, they revel in the incredible. Another level, the devils will tremble, inevitable. I got ammo like Brando in Apocalypse Now. The prophet is now, dropping Gnostic logic on your crown. Glock shots, 5 rounds, drop upon the ground. Cops not around, they stop following the vow. The time is always now, stop following the crowd. You a sucker MC, you sad face clown. $5 boy, I'm $1 million lost. Still well off, money ain't real to a real boss. You bordering with your time and energy, arguing while parliament is talking. In your armament, the sergeant. Put a fucking captain in check, slapping the vest, snapping your neck. You rap cast, whack as it get. You nothing but a catfish, snagged in the net. Gasping for breath, I'm Baphomet, clapping your set.
So don't be telling me you reppin' hip hop. If you ain't never tagged, grab a freestyle on the block. Don't be telling me you reppin' hip hop. If you ain't never seen a DJ, grab a job. Don't be telling me you reppin' hip hop. If you don't know about the brakes, to stop, pop, and lock. And don't be telling me you reppin' hip hop. If you ain't do the knowledge, yo, don't knock.
Y'all know how we do. P-Rock.
Let's go.
Where you at? I kill it from the front to the back. Any scene is a rap. After viewing all evidence, it's evidence y'all need. Christ the King, Christ the President. Without further ado, I murder the loop. Another bang bang to insert in your coup. Word on the street, you drop, it's sort of cute. My words on the streets, the blocks and sailor suits, it's the president. Not seeking your votes any longer. I'm a hawk in my tongue, couldn't get any stronger. Mission complete with me and P chop it up, Benihana. I don't know why they mamas deliver preemie donnas. I terminate Sarah Connor, explain it to your honor. They say this kid here is a G to keep it Obama. I let the gangsters grill, I don't believe in no drama. I believe my zeros needed more cameras. I believe heroes are more than flowers and pajamas. I spent so many hours paying homage, studying the game, gaining knowledge, to be a leader to be abolished. I don't take thrones, I create my own, to be honest. That's how we do, man. Jinx, I don't know what they thought I was about to come and do, man. You give me this type of heat, yo.
Woke up early in the morning, felt alone in my thoughts. My fears run deep, cause I'm living at the top. Never made it to a million, but I got a little status. Stakes get steep at this level of access. A lot of creeps in the things that we practice. I live what I write, run my lyrics through fact checks. Manifested a movie, I'm a corporate exec. Collecting nice checks, but I write for respect. Connect across oceans, Dr. G got the motion. Banging on the keys, on beats I speak open. Put my soul on the paper for the Lord to assess. Only God could judge, not absorbing your stress. Purpose driven goals, cause I know we gonna make it. Can't stop now, everything is for the taking. Vision of a king, impacting with statements. Sacrificing my wealth for the peace in my sanctum. Your actions got a cost, can you handle the loss? Self-preservation, we go against all odds. Think for a moment and evaluate, boss. When you make it to the top, will they nail you to the cross? Your actions got a cost, can you handle the loss? Self-preservation, we go against all odds. Think for a moment and evaluate, boss. When you make it to the top, will they nail you to the cross? Every minion got a theory, they wanna be experts. They think it's easy cause we show up in sweatshirts. No hesitation, we don't authorize guesswork. Pressure building up, heavy head and your neck hurt. Think about every word that you text her. Screenshot captures inappropriate gestures. Image suicide cause your trauma is festered. Secrets from your past have destroyed all your best work. Familiar story to an unknown path. Gotta divide fractions like I'm studying math. Selfies by the tub while she's running the bath. If you take the bait, she'll be asking for half. It isn't fair cause his brothers did pass. Did everything right and got raped for their cash. You cry wolf and the innocent will suffer. Eyes covered by wool and it's only getting tougher. Your actions got a cost, can you handle the loss? Self-preservation, we go against all odds. Think for a moment and evaluate, boss. When you make it, take it to the top.
Crusaders, Corvo McKidnight.
Winter Creeper was introduced from Asia as an ornamental plant. Unfortunately, it rapidly escapes the garden and outcompetes native plants for light, space, nutrients, and water.
Yeah, they couldn't faze me if they raised me. Judging by the come up made me a little crazy. Sundown to sun up, weather was rather hazy. I croon under moon to entune to persuade me. Sirloin steak and potatoes, it's all gravy. But go to war over the blues, it'll get navy. Written in paisley, upgraded by daily. Too naive, way past the navel within your lady. Up in a layer, flying with Princess Leia. Shoes the same color as pink salt Himalaya. Land Quakers, no entry without a gate up. To live comfortably as can be, for show you ways to raise the bucks. Couldn't forget the dough, forest living foliage. Immediate threat through the grapevine, though we know he is. Clover soil, such abundance and luck, no enjoying it. We don't have any space, you make fun, guy. Get over it.
So you know what we gonna do.
DJ King Flow.
Yeah, Edo and Corrupt Young Gotti. I'ma let y'all know like this. You dig? I don't mean to be disrespectful to you, cause I'm not. No pun intended, my nigga. Let's.
No pun intended. Just punishment. Love and friendships. It's where you at his finest. Some descended. Blew his sap off. He was unprotected. And some of these bitches is dumb, deceptive. Streets corrupted us, ain't blaming our mamas. Nah. I snuck a couple toolies in and had to pray she ain't find them. That's when the hungry hooligans got to play with piranhas. Before I let it get fishy, I bait them and line them. Nah. Bail the dog pound out the bullpen now. Still and all, we gotta pull his foul. They got the hood looking different, take a look around. I see it. He gave him his word, they took his crown. Oh man, thought it was love, lost all his blood. Now the hood looking how we used to, all of a sudden. No pun intended. Just punishment, some descended.
Some of these niggas is bitches too. I know one of these bitches that's just like you. Don't you see? You soft as a kiwi. This bitch is a she. This nigga's a he she. What the fuck's wrong with these niggas nowadays? They act like they gotta suck dick to get paid. They act like they the only ones that can spray. They act like they can't get hit and get sprayed. I'm lost. They act like he ain't paid the cost. They act like a youngster just can't be a boss. And maybe that's why all the youngsters like Paul. And most of the respect for OGs is lost. I don't know. I make rain turn to snow. When I was young, the homie said this the way to go. I listened to him till my big brother got home. He taught me about muscle, how to hustle, how to grow. I push my life, I'm so refined. Critique benign, cause I don't want no trouble, no pun intended. But this extended, could extend in minutes, nigga, get it? Listen.
No pun intended. I was always in it to win it, the bus multiplied.
But this extended could extend in minutes. Yes.
No pun intended. It's a shortage of free motherfuckers cause everybody acts stressed. So stressed.
Yo, let me get myself together, man. Let me go ahead and pick this girl up, see what she's talking about.
Just come scoop me. Just come scoop me. Just come scoop me. We can spend some time together.
Underlay, I'm out of here pronto. I'ma be the Indian like Tonto. My drop top, horse
powers like the Long Ranger, speeding to get ya, putting my life in danger. Hey, I ain't seen my baby girl in a minute. Gotta get paid when duty calls, I'm all in it. I like the ball till I fall, stomping with the big dogs. Throw some jewelry on, take my lady out in floss. You rolling with the boss, so La Casa ENT. Best of both worlds, measurements of isosceles. Burn base, firewall in my space. So we gon' ride and kick it for the day. Can you get away? Like a two-part song. I just wanna vibe, I can do no wrong. Roof missing, we can look directly at the clouds. Imagine thinking I would be a scrub. How you like me now?
Just come scoop me. Just come scoop me. Just come scoop me. We can spend some time together. Just come scoop me. Just come scoop me. Just come scoop me. We can spend some time together.
Don't provoke a niche.
DJ King Flow.
Don't provoke a niche.
You figure action impacting, look like I'm crashing in an old man of Cuso Bino. How I converse don't make you see LA, but how I post on these beats, give it some western waves. Bullets ricochet after 10 pages. Gossip to you, cotton mouth, and I'm Luke Cage. I designate where the destiny waits, the reins dissipate. I'm overcast in your chambermates without a license plate. I'm driven by the clouds with the engine loud, and how far you go in the use you go depends on your make. Mechanics for the brake need a break. Hope there's no wrench in your plans. Wrench on the dash and you still dash. Your dame dash, but she was the rock. Told you to look out for the speed traps. Know the coppers watch. Think I'm Dominic. When the vehicle stopped, plumbing is stopped. As I give him a fast vibe, investing in the chase. Got a homie to Jamie Steak. I earn hard. When I disappeared to AV8 on every ad with the AV late, record and tape out the next day with the video made. I'ma slide for my base and never play it safe. Lost in a ton of expectations on my home base. Holding my golden glove up above, hoping to catch a break. Channel my ID. You don't have to investigate. I've been him, I was the one at 12. Told the mirror it's only you. How you see yourself is your worldview. Just fix the pixelation. Hope whoever will play it know it's my salvation. Addendum Daniel's Den, tired of lion taming. Hope I answer is Jack Hanna of Sky Zoo. Ain't no boundaries with the balls, cross lines too. Colder than I knew, folding in time when the time's due. Thor, provoke, driven by the clouds.
John McClane, Harold the Menace in the waterproof with my nigga Butter on the track. Golden State Warriors.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
Eating every rap on the plate.
Mixtape Addict.
I got 304s and 310 on Section 8 with multiple 187s. Sport a Marilyn Manson t-shirt. When I die, go to heaven. Smoke a beady, scrape my lungs, smoke the resin. Remember the name, Raz Cassiano. Get the clown in y'all punk bitches, cause I'm a Mac. Like Rhino, I make Mac money and Mac murder whack rappers. My Machiavelli verse bomb first, the Mac 11 to get ya. When I get at ya, the situation tenses. Fatality before you ever reach your senses. Got so-called riders crashing in the brick fences. Switch my name to Stalker Rossi, so you die like that white princess. If you looking for sympathy, you better look between O and T in the fucking dictionary. See, the object of the game is to win. Stack some in, sipping hand, whip a bins, then leave it to your next of kin.
Pick a card, any card, I bet you can't pull it. Pull it. Golden State, number one with a bullet. Pull it. Three card Molly.
Will they ever stop?
Probably not.
Pull your spine through your mouth and watch your body drop.
Pick a card, any card, I bet you can't pull it. Golden State, number one with a bullet. Pull it. Three card Molly.
Will they ever stop?
Probably not.
Pull your spine.
The unedited medic on a cut with a degree in metaphysics. A doctor with a lot of patience and perseverance. Flows like an ocean liner that sails like a clearance. I'm bilingual, fly like a flamingo. I'm a pitcher. Everything I freak, I eat like Al Pacino. You don't like me, baby, you ain't happy. You need some ecstasy. Now you in my properties, but you have to pee my equity. From the lowest point of my character, I'll reach the highest place in the house when I rock back the Quran fuse. Hot fluid with flavor like bouillon cubes. Been this way since I was 14. And like this, I've been running shit without the use of sports cream. Ripping up tracks like immigrant Chinese. Beat the game I lay, I'm grim. I brim over my brow when I rip. Never write rhymes with slim fingertips. Each syllable you choose to use is light as a flower. Keep trying to go, go, but all you're getting is a golden shower.
I bet you can't pull it. Golden State, number one with a bullet. It's three called Molly.
Will they ever stop?
Probably not.
Pull your spine through your mouth and watch your body.
this is one. You know, it's like woo woo, but it's one.
Mixtape
Addict. You know what I'm saying? Womp, the Who Ride. 2000 shit. Feel me?
Womp?
What that mean? It mean a fiend is getting greener than spirulina with lyrics cleaner than Jesus semen. Exercise to the mic so you fake ass demons is leaving. I'm straight breaking your neck, you barely breaking a sweat and swearing down. You hotter than purgatory, but you corny, you make me wanna headbutt your story. And I love rapping, it's just like scrapping it. When you burn a nigga, it sound like fire when it's crackling. Assholes, you snacking them toilets, I leave a gang of shit and crapping them. Glass balls, I'm that shit, dope fiends taking, packing them. Walk the hoop, I used to be whoop whoop, now it's in the millennium, I'ma hit them like a pit. With rabies and sores on my tongue from eating my dung, I'm spitting bacteria. I'm sick dipping you niggas in the cafeteria. That's it. Give me your lunch money, quarterback. I'm about to intercept and have these fat rappers dressed in drag. Stripping on the internet. Is it winter yet?
No,
nah. It's 1-2000. Hitting buffalo hoes from the back, they scream. Roughing your style up to make you say,
yeah.
Mixtape Addict.
La música de Harry Fraud.
Holy Christ of Jesus, Latter-day Saints, I caught a half a brick. Climbing up the ladder of success, I brought my ladder with me. Double cup of purple Saurus Rex and that lamb chop. Modern day version of my grandpops with a flask of whiskey. Sprinkling hot sheets on backs of white runts and black truffles. 8 Super Bowl rings on my hands look like some brass knuckles. 30 popping on your third eye. With my first lady, stirred the pot, stirring stir fry. You know I'm stir crazy. First 80K, they tried to persuade me not to murk Davey. Got him out the way around the time I dropped my first Mercedes. Kitchen cabinet full of 8-ounce bottles like a Gerber baby. Sitting on a chirper dog, it look like a bird with rabies. Checking in on that red-eye flight, might have to check a bag. Checking out my room, trunk full of dope, follow that checker cab. Nike checks on my off-whites, courtesy of Virgil. We ran the place so many times that by now we don't need no rehearsal. Are we there yet? Still trapping in the jungle, still having motion, having real racks. Rich and humble, cell tap, no rebuttal, fell back. From the huddle, blow fell on the dorms are like a jail cap when it crumbled. Yeah, now run and tell that to the bumbles. Rumble pack on the machete, 4 quarters in a O, and 64 in a bow, 36 a quarter crow, brick a blow on 44. 12 packs in a bundle.
It ain't no secret, I was really eating pasta slinging keys. Good dope that's best served raw, like Japanese cuisine. From my city to Detroit, where we like Magic and Kareem. Body bags in that Pontiac, I took the 90 back with ease, yeah. 3 shooters, 1 driver, we spinning carpools. Game man, get it from law school, got it moving, blue ribbon dog food. I bought the coupe, then I snatched the truck. They see me and add me up, I'ma have 100 plus on when you dab me up. Yeah, and that's what's up. But watch what I do this summer. That new Paddock bus gon' cost like 2 Caddy trucks. I love to talk about it cause them bricks was a real thing. Cut the tape and them flakes shining Tiffany till green. It's a victory lap for hustlers who literally had to suffer. I'm on rich. Now I sit in the back for comfort. I'm at the fence betting money. I told them that I want the under. I hit a good lick then married a hood chick just like I'm Shumper.
8 at the 10 p.m. It's the Brictionary. My life is a dumb missionary. 1,000 caskets of the tape. Pockets like a cemetery. Facing felon in possession. No attempt to carry. Pulled up like the ice cream man. Trunk full of Ben and Jerry's. 2A do say Siete. You know we legendary. Rep this shit so much they thinking I was born in February. Me selling dope, getting money. Shit was hereditary. Way I fell back and I played the corner like the secondary. With the Chappelle show mixed with the weekend at the Perry's. All my fiends tweaking. Look like Tyrone and Ashy Larry. Roll up the dope, take a few toasts before I ask the cherry. Yo, trying to drive the boat, but I prefer she catch the ferry. It ain't no use in pretending you never had to spare me. Never tried to hear me till you heard me on the track with Harry. Neighbors carving the hook on me, still in the trap with Terry. Ducking officer, my homie, High Tower and Tackle Berry. Let's get it. We reeled them in like a tackle box.
Here we go again, drama and some problems.
Another saga of some obstacles a nigga got
DJ
overcome to get it done and try to stack these dollars. I know I ain't the only one, everybody's got them. Trials, tribulations, and the disregard for condoms. It's clear to see that times are hard, especially at the bottom. But nothing's gonna stop the Don, I promise on my mama. Keep pushing like Bun B through these muddy waters. No weapon formed against me's gonna prosper. My essence blessed by power that my ancestors taught us. That's probably why you see me looking hella unbothered. Cause I feel unstoppable, up to certain measures. With confidence meet preparation, it's like striking lightning. No other feeling compares, and it's quite exciting. Ain't a soul that would dare tell me differently. And ain't a thing that breathes air that can limit me. Nope, nada, you can bet your bottom dollar. I'ma get to it, and if I don't, I gotta holler. Nothing's gonna stop a player, swear on my honor. In the zone to reach the goal, I put that on my mama. Hope you not against the nigga with your bottom dollar. Always bet on self, and every time I'ma prosper. Nothing's gonna stop a player, swear on my honor. In the zone to reach the goal, I put that on my mama.
This is how it goes.
DJ King Flow.
This is how it goes.
First time I saw that you was looking at me shady, I thought, ooh-wee, how could this be? I've done nothing wrong lately. Some say they claim they know me. Who are you? Where'd you come from? Why are you still here? What's going on? I'm looking at you kind of side-eyed. Oh, my. Get back. I'm not distracted by your tactics. You lack the kind of common sense, the silent tongue that someday could just save your life. This is how it goes. This is how it goes.
Hearing cats talking about where they from, what have they done besides bringing drugs and guns, death to our daughters and sons. What have we won as the children of the sun? Why turn it off and run? Crooked angel with no angle, telling stories can be painful. Change the channel to dangle materials that are shameful. There needs to be an essence to the lyrical lessons and to answer the questions. Create chaos in certain sections.
Ooh-wee, who do you think you are? Why do you think you're here?
Training to perfection, mobilize with open eyes in various directions. Obvious victim, baby face turned ill. Focus on the real to enhance his appeal. Tougher than cold steel on skin in the tundra. Under the influence, ever living like Mumra. Attacks with firm guidelines, I find rhymes built to endure all timelines. This be delivered in sophisticated code, set to expose to the system and blows. Group of coked up cops who wouldn't stop. That's why there's so much consciousness in my hip hop. Digger, it creates addicts and dusty basements. Dialectical ditties, dangerous statements. A prodigy with a middle aged brain. Crush busters with structures, remember the name.
This is real as it gets. Oh, man.
You know what this is? Two turntables, microphone, and some battery.
Oh, man. I spit flows incredible. This is real as it gets. Oh, man.
You know what this is? Two turntables, microphone, and some battery. DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
How are you, my bro?
I'm good. It's a fun day today. It's the morning after the election. Everybody's going crazy over here. So
yeah, man.
What a day.
I've seen the news. Yeah, what a day.
What a day. Yeah, I'm trying to avoid it. To be honest, I got people that I like that are just all ready to kill each other and say really bad stuff about each other, and I'm just trying to not get into that, you know?
Yeah, man, you know, we're trying to stay positive, so...
Yep.
We're going to talk about music, man, and you know, it's better for everybody, I think.
It sure is.
Yeah, man. So, you know, shout out to everybody listening. You know, it's the Mixtape Addict Radio Show with King Flo and my special guest today, DJ JS1 in the building. Yeah, man. So, how's your day going so far, man? How are you?
So far, it's pretty good. You know, my days are a lot of dad stuff. You know, got to get my son up. We get to school. I get home. I got to, you know, check the emails and do some business stuff. And today, I kind of made sure I didn't have anything to do today because I just figured it would be a little extra crazy over here because of the election stuff. And so I got the day to just relax.
Yeah, man, you know, relaxing and connecting the dots, you know, from France to the U.S. with the Mixtape Addict Show. You know, we have a tradition in Mixtape Addict that I have to ask you, man. Who is your all-time favorite DJ?
Oh, wow. Oh, this is tough to pick one because, I mean, there's a handful of people that are so important to me and who I think are great at a couple of different things and that influenced me in different ways. So, like, you know, I know this might be odd, right? But if I had to pick one person that I would pay money to go see DJ right now, that would probably be Newmark from J5, DJ Newmark. Like, and for a bunch of different reasons. His music selection first, which is what really makes a DJ great, is knowing what music to play and having a good selection. And then his skills are great. He doesn't overdo it at a live show. You know, it's not a battle, but he flexes really good skill, the mixes, the different things that he would put together, his toy set that he does as an extra bonus to his shows. But Newmark is definitely somebody that I regard really highly. There's also, you know, going back, like Jam Master Jay, you know, as far as skill set and every and DJing like clubs and parties, I didn't really see him do much of that. But as far as what he did for the show and with Run DMC, that I still want to be him. I'm still trying to be like him. You know, I'm more of a show DJ. I toured a lot, and I was always on a stage more than in a booth. Mm-hmm. So I always looked at somebody like a Jam Master Jay or Mixmaster Mike.
Yep.
You know, Mike with the skills, his record knowledge, and then what Mike also brought is he brings everything to the table. So Mike's done albums, Mike's done mixtapes, Mike at DJ parties, and then he does the show. And when he was doing the show with the Beasties, Mike was really the pilot of that whole show, and he was doing it all vinyl. You know, at the time, he wasn't even using anything like a Serato or something, which makes it easier for us to do live shows. And so somebody like Mike, I always put high. And as a kid, Red Alert was such an influence. We used to, everywhere I went on a Friday, Saturday nights, so I'd have my Walkman on just to listen to what he played. Not necessarily listening to how he played it. Red's not known for his scratches it's just what he played, you know, like that was so important. And there's still mixes that he did like in the late 80s, early 90s that when I hear one song, my brain already hears the other song coming in because I was just so used to Red Alert mixing those songs. So it's hard to pick one, you know, it's a variety of people all across the world. I could probably name like 50 DJs that I, you know, that I truly love and I'm influenced by.
Yeah, but you say like, you know, some pioneers, man, like Jam Master Jay, Red Alert, you know, those guys, they influence the whole generation of DJs. And like you say, it don't even need to be about being like the best at scratching or, you know, mixing, but just the selection in itself, that's what's going to influence the whole world. Like Red Alert, like I still remember listening to his shit, and I'm 30 years old, you know, I'm not too old, but
right,
bumping the Red Alert mixes, you know, on CDs and shit from the 80s, and
yep.
it had influence on me in 2015, 2010, you know, something like that. So shit is timeless. Yeah,
he would play the B-sides a lot.
Yep.
And sometimes there's just, you know, it's like when they say tastemakers, and then like, you know, the word like gatekeeper, like some people use it in a bad way, some people use it in a good way. You know, to me growing up, like the DJs were gatekeepers, but it was in a good way. You know, the people that we had doing that was some of the greatest DJs of all time. You know, Clark Kent and rest in peace. And then, you know, Red Alert. And then you had Marley, or even when P-Rock had the show, all of these different guys that were on. It was, or even before that, when you're talking Grandmaster Flash and Herc and Bam, like the, it's just that they were bringing stuff that the music was the most important part. And that's what would continue to influence people and create new styles, and new things would come from that. So when they were gatekeeping, but they were knocking out the nonsense before it got to us. And I know you understand as a DJ right now, I go through the amount of music that I get sent and then I find, I can't even listen to a quarter of it. It's so much music. You know, everyone's making 10 albums a year now, 20 albums a year. Every week, there's just so many new songs. And it's difficult. And so back then, you know, there was a lot of music, but nowhere near like now. And those guys were selecting the ones that they thought everybody should hear. And I trusted their opinion. Today, it's kind of like with streaming, people, they try to downplay the importance of the DJ. Mm-hmm. But I think that as DJs, hip-hop music and breaks was meant to be DJed in a hip-hop format, in a hip-hop way, in a hip-hop style. And so DJs hear things differently. You know, when I talk to DJ Premier, that's something that we always talk about, is when we listen to new songs, a lot of them are not made with the DJ in mind. And what I mean by that is, back in the day, or even if you listen to the stuff Premier makes, there's always something in the beginning of the song that you could kind of cut in, mm-hmm. like like Sucker MCs when it comes in with the drums, pat, 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 pat. All of those kind of things were for DJs. We would be able to take that and do something with it. And over time, a lot of this stuff now, you know, I'm not against drumless stuff, but it's not as exciting to DJ that. There's nothing to really do with it. There's no sound in the beginning. A lot of people took the cuts, the breakdowns, the bridges with all the samples. They took that out. And so it eliminates the DJ on the song. And then it kind of makes it weird for how you want to DJ your set or make something. You know, when I go through songs and I have, you know, the new 2,000 songs that are out and I'm going through them, I know I can't listen to every single song. It's too much. Mm-hmm. So when I put a song on, I'm thinking of what I'm actually going to use. And for me, I want to have something that I can DJ, mix properly. If somebody's talking and rapping from the first second to the beat stops at the end, there's nowhere that the beat breathes to mix it.
Yep.
You know, there's no way to cut something up before the verse or do something. And that discourages me from wanting to play that song when I DJ. It seems like it's meant more for streaming. Those songs work great for streaming. When you're just listening, you press the next song, it comes on. It's like you're listening to a movie. But as far as DJs, we want something in the song. We want the beat to breathe at the end where we can mix it. That's what created the whole edit thing, where people are extending the song 8 bars in the beginning, 8 bars at the end. They shouldn't have to even do that. You know, back in the day, the artist knew to do that for the DJs. They'd have the dub version on the vinyl, the instrumental version. We don't get all of that anymore.
And do you think like the artists don't really care about the DJs anymore?
Yes, in some way, yes, right? So, and it's not like it's anybody's fault. It's just over time, gradually, it's become less important to people. You know, the streaming industry, and then just not even just streaming alone, but just having everything available on YouTube, on your phone. Everybody thinks they're a DJ now because they could select the songs they like. You know, I made a playlist and they think it's better than what me and you did because it's theirs. And you know, so that kind of hurts us. They don't need to come to us to break a song. They used to have to go to certain DJs to get their song known and get it out there. And I know for the artists and the people who rap, they're probably happy that they don't have to go to their DJs to get their song out there. They feel like they could just put it out and the whole world, whoever likes it, which is cool. But that starts to eliminate the value of the DJ. And then because of, say, sample clearances and certain things, you would hear less scratches on commercial or popular records. You know, in the 80s and into up to the mid-90s, there would still be scratches on songs that were pretty popular. But today, you're not going to hear the biggest name artists use scratches. There's a lot in the underground scene. You know, the boom bap movement and the indie scene, like, there's definitely still scratches and a lot of dope DJs doing cuts.
Yep.
But in the mainstream world, like, we... it's missing. Like, I know I'm not going to say, but I'm curious that got scratches from one of our favorite guys of all time, and they actually removed the scratches off the song, you know, which is crazy to me. You know, it's definitely tough. And then also you look at, so when you look at streaming now, right, a big problem that we have that I've had and I've dealt with it is credits.
Mm-hmm.
So the way they look at it is, say somebody's making a song, right? They go and they, whoever raps on the song, it's going to say featuring that person. Doesn't matter if they're very well known or it's the guy's cousin that's the first time he rapped. It's still going to say featuring that person. But then they don't have a hook for the song. So let's say they go to you to do the scratch hook on the song, or they go to me or TMB or Tone Spliff or whoever they go to. Now, 9 times out of 10, they don't want to put featuring the name of the rappers and us, our DJ name.
Mm-hmm.
They look at us like work for hire, like if you just came in and were a session musician and played the flute on the song. And it's wrong to me, because technically, if you come up with the phrases and words for the hook of a song doing scratches, you're writing the most important part of the song, the hook of the song, which ends up being the title. And not only are you writing that part, you're also performing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they leave us out all the time. And then you're left with, are they really going to put where you have to hit the little button to open the credits on the streaming thing and then read? And no one does that. And then they leave that out anyway. And so that totally diminishes. Like for me, I've shy away from doing scratches for people now. In fact, there's an album out now. I'm not going to say who or what, but I did scratches on the album. And it's somebody I've been friends with for 30 years. And they just left my name out altogether on everything. And I have more followers and listeners on my streaming than they do. So I don't even know why they would do that. You know, in the past, I've been left off some stuff. You know, maybe not, it's not on purpose, so I'm not talking bad about anybody. But when I did the scratches on Ace's, like the Disposable Arts or Long Hot Summer, like I didn't get any credit or name or feature. And, you know, it's cool because I love them and I was happy to be in the process. But some of those songs I did the scratches on are in his top 5 on Spotify with 15 million, 18 million streams. And it would be nice if that reflected on my monthly listeners, you know, my Spotify account. So it all of those things, you know, when you start to look at how anyone could just call themselves a DJ and you don't need the DJs to break your record, you don't put them as a feature on the song, the mix shows for our type of music, it's not on the commercial, the big radio stations like they used to do that. You know, it's different. So they're trying to diminish the DJ, and that, in effect, makes it seem like it's not worth it, or no one should really value us as much.
So what will be your message to the artists right now? Like, what could you say to them to try and fix things?
Well, as far as the artist goes, you have to look at it as that we are important, and we're bringing value to the song. It's not it. Now, I understand, like, okay, like, I know Jay-Z or Nas is not going to, if I did a scratch on a Nas song, or even someone much more popular than me, I know for the most part they're not going to put featuring that DJ. Those guys are gigantic artists, and I get how it works. But most of the people that love the boom bap stuff and the indie underground, those are the guys that I'm really be talking to. It's a lot of them leave us out as well, you know, and it's tough. It's frustrating. And I would just say to understand the value and understand that songs with scratches, I know a lot of mixed shows that they tend to play those songs. The scratches stand out. You know, if you think back, right, think of, you know, like Nas, The World Is Yours, or just all the premiere stuff, or like a lot of the songs, even you go back, like stuff with Slick Rick, Public Enemy, everybody knows the little breakdowns and the phrases, and you remember all of those. Mm-hmm. You know, if I say Mass Appeal, you probably think the beat, and then you think of Premiere, the cut, you think of the hook. If I say Just to Get a Rep, you think it's Stick Up Kids is out to tap.
Yeah.
And so it's important, you know, that stuff is very important, and it's doing a disservice to the culture in general. You know, I could probably go on for like a month on this, but over time, the four elements, you know, like, which was like an 80s thing, at this point, they've all broken off and they're kind of subcultures. Mm-hmm. So very rarely do they all mix. There's some of us that love to keep them together. We still put Graph on our records. We still do Graph. You know, we're at the B-Boy events. But if you look at what's happening, take the DJ battle scene. The DJ battle scene, that's even broken off into subcultures where there's guys that just scratch in the battle, guys that just beat juggle in the battle, guys that only do vinyl, guys that only do Serato, and there's different battles for each one, which is mind-blowing to me. You know, if you look at a lot of the B-Boy events, they don't bring in the top hip-hop DJs to DJ those events. It's specific break DJs that are only for B-Boy events, mm-hmm. and most of those guys don't DJ at any of the hip-hop shows. And it's crazy to me because I grew up in an era where, you know, it was all one thing. So the best DJs would be at all the events doing all the things. And now it just keeps getting broken down into smaller and smaller subcultures. And it hurts. It's hurting the whole thing as a whole. You know, I don't think we've seen it with the Olympic stuff. Some of the comments and people not understanding what was what, who was who. It was so obvious that people just aren't in tune to it. You know, I would venture a guess that if you went to a DMC battle and you took the top five guys that won and asked them who they think are the top five current graffiti writers or B-boys, they probably would get it wrong. If you went and you asked the top five B-boys, B-girls, who are the best top graph writers right now or top battle DJs, they'd probably have no idea and get it wrong. You know, and so it's tough when everybody's not in tune with each other and we're losing that whole community and it's just being broken off. And as it gets broken off, the other elements become less important to you. So you can see it. Look at how many rappers do you know? How many MCs do you know that post Graph on their Instagram page?
Not a lot, man. Yep.
And know what they're talking about when they do it, you know? Not like to look cool. Like they all, you know, they all show up to do the video shoot in front of the wall we did. And then they don't give us credit because they don't even know who it is. They can't even read it or understand, you know? And it's just such a disconnect. And I know that, you know, I guess I'm coming from an 80s standpoint where everything was together and people like times have changed and it's moved on, which I get. But that definitely hurts everything in general, and I definitely think DJ culture has been hurt by that.
Yeah, man, but I think you're trying to change things, you know, like by doing albums like in the Hot 2, you know, like bringing people together,
right,
having your graffiti writing on the covers, and
right,
you know, make the culture live again, man. So
that's what,
shout out to you, man, for doing that, you know?
Thank you. I mean, that's what I mean, what I always say to people, it sounds cliche, I guess, but what I would say to people is we're just doing what we love, mm-hmm. and we're trying to progress and always get better at it, mm-hmm. but also keep the tradition alive. You know, we don't want to go too far away from what it originally was and make it something totally different. We want to keep the traditional elements in there, But we're also striving to, you know, evolve and progress and get better. But still, we want to keep hip-hop as one thing. And it's become several different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And tell the people, like, what's coming for you, like, in the next couple months? Like, what do you have? What you working on?
Okay, so recently I just put out... Let me see if I can grab this. My little graph. I don't know if you can even see this. But so recently I did... like a battle sound effects records that I had put out with Fat Beats, with all the different sound effects with DJs. And so it's a double vinyl pressing with all the sound effects. And they let me do in the gatefold, they let me put some of my graph.
Dope. Nice, nice, nice.
So I have that out. There's a company called Hip Hop Toys who is doing toy trains with graph on it. Mm-hmm. And they did it with a whole bunch of different people from like Dondi and Tat's crew and some graph legends all the way up to recently where they asked me to do one. So I have a toy train that's out trying to get back into I'm not great at selling stuff, right? I don't like selling myself. I just like doing. So I'm trying to put some more product back out now. I took a break from it for a while. I do have a bunch of music that I've been slacking. I need to get it out there with tons of different people from KRS to J.Ru, OC, Afro, Sky Zoo, Ill Bill. I have maybe like 20 to 30 songs.
Okay, dope.
So that stuff will be coming. It's really been on me. I've been a little lazy and discouraged by streaming sometimes, trying to figure out everything today now is 100, 200 copies, limited edition. When I first was putting out my singles 25 years ago, I sold 18 to 19,000 copies of my first single with KRS. And we were able to make money. And then with OC, and I did a single with Common and J.Ru and Cool G Rap, and all of those were selling in the thousands. Today, if I was to put those out, it would be 100, 200 copies on a 7-inch.
Yep.
And that's it. And so it gets discouraging. I need to just jump back in and put the stuff out and give everybody the music that I recorded. But sometimes it does get discouraging.
Yeah, I can understand, man. I know nowadays people, like you said, they're doing like limited edition. They're signing their autograph on it. And, you know, people sometimes they don't even listen to the physical object. They just want to put it in their living right. room or in a studio.
Right.
You know?
And it's also tough because something that I feel hurts the culture and definitely hurts me. So when 25 years ago, if I put a single out, everything I've ever put out came through Fat Beats distribution. And Fat Beats, they used to be a lot of record stores around the world that carried and catered to the new hip hop at the time. The indie hip hop scene was booming and they would distribute my record to all of these stores. And people, DJs would show up at the store and they get to see my record in person. Mm-hmm. And they get to decide whether or not they want it. The artwork mattered, but it was there in their hometown, wherever we went. There was my record or some of them were in the stores. Today, when you're doing 100 or 200 copies, what it is I have to go on my social media and tell people to go to one or two websites and order it there. And then the shipping cost sometimes costs as much as the record.
Yep.
And it's killing us that way. You know, records are selling. And there's record stores, obviously, but it doesn't seem like they're selling or care about the indie hip hop scene as much as like funk, soul, breaks, reissues, edits. That stuff seems to be flying, mm-hmm. You know. But it's definitely harder for me to sell the stuff that I do without having the record stores everywhere.
Okay, what about like the hip hop toys? Because I think that it's a very interesting subject. You know, like. Seeing this new concept with toys and hip hop culture, so right. how is that impacting your business?
Okay, so the person that runs Hip Hop Toys, all right, is Trent from Slingshot Booking Agency, and Trent is the guy who brought Tribe Called Quest, Big Daddy Kane, Common, KRS, Doom, Ghostface, Wu-Tang to Australia for their first tours. He's a fantastic person and great booking agent for Australia. And he decided to you know, the toy and collectible thing is pretty big. Mm-hmm. To link the hip-hop crowd and to link these artists that he's cool with to be able to produce the toys. You know, like, that's not my field at all. I wouldn't know anything about that. So I was able to take my graph and my work, and they were able to help me on the manufacturing side and figuring out how to do that. And it's cool. It's also, you know, it's limited edition collectible stuff, but they're just starting to grow. And it's beautiful because he's working with, you know, like the people we love. He's got Sean Price stuff, like, you know, Cool Keith stuff. That's Cormega. Like, he's not just going for the most famous people. Mm-hmm. He's bringing specific people in that, you know, like when we did the Comic-Con here, it's like Smith & Wesson. Like, that's, it's super dope. So I'm hoping that also helps bridge the different elements, you know, and show people the value of the graffiti and artwork. Mm-hmm. You know, because record covers, it's not as important anymore. You know, it's a thumbnail on your Spotify thing.
Yeah, man.
So people that you know, that we want to give our artwork, but there's not as many things to put it on. So moving and shifting into the toys or the toy train thing is kind of cool. I think they did a K-Slay, Dez Train, the company Def Projects that helps manufacture. They did the Artifacts Train. Nice. So it's kind of cool, you know, still combining the two and showing people that the graph world is still part of hip hop.
Of course, man. It'll be like that forever, man. You know, that's how it started.
There's people that argue that, you know, not to go off on a tangent, but, you know, in the beginning, a lot of the graph writers weren't hip hop guys. It wasn't hip hop, you know, in the early 70s. There's guys that were writing on trains before Kool Herc did his parties. And those guys, sometimes they get angry and say, like, you know, we were here before hip hop, which is true. But also, graph became part of hip hop as well. It's quite obvious with the flyers and record covers and videos and stuff. So it's been around a long time, and we just love it. And we're trying to share it and combine it.
For sure, man. And shout out to you, man, you know, for perpetuating the tradition, you know, keeping the legacy of hip hop alive, man.
For sure, man. Thank you. I mean, we're trying. We just do it, man. That's the best thing to do. You know, don't have an agenda. Don't have a plan to try to do what you think people like or what people want. You do what you love. And I just happen to love a lot of the traditional hip hop stuff. So that's what I just keep doing. That's what I know and what I'm good at. And people that appreciate it and like it, I'm very appreciative.
Hell yeah, that's in your blood, man. That's how it is, yeah. Bro, for life, you know?
That's right. We do bleed it. That's for sure. We do bleed hip-hop, for sure.
Yeah, man. Do you have any last words, man, for the people that listen to this interview until the end?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that they should understand what you're doing. You know, it's not easy, okay? What you're doing is not an easy thing. To continuously do this kind of stuff and not for huge monetary gain, for the love, and to bring people like me, give us a platform, it's very important, because when people like you decide that this isn't worth it anymore, there's going to be a huge hole, and this is going to fade away. The whole style of stuff that we love is going to fade away. So I would definitely say that they should understand how important it is and what you're doing. And then just the same message as it's always been. It's peace, unity, love, and having fun. You know, we're just trying to take the stuff that we love, progress, and keep having fun with it, not make it a job.
Yep, for sure, man. Keeping positive vibes.
That's right. You know,
giving that inspiration to people, that's important too.
For sure.
Yeah, man. And thanks for your time, man. Thanks for being in the Mixtape Addict Radio Show. Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you. Anytime. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Big up to you, man, JS1, and keep making them dope scratches, them dope beats that we like.
We're not done.
Yeah, I already know, man. Take care, my bro.
Peace, brother. Peace.
Peace.